trade talks, weather, and more affecting our grain markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Throughout the past couple months, there has been a lot of uncertainty around trade, especially when it comes to China. And that news has definitely been affecting our grain markets. Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities says,
I think the most important factor right now is that we're going to start talking of China again. That announcement was made yesterday. I actually thought that would have been a lot more supportive to the soybean and the entire grain market. Disappointed by what we've seen so far.
Another hot topic on the news front for our grains is the weather.
Weather is non-threatening. Certainly, it looks like we're going to have some warmer days, which we really need here in the northern Corn Belt. No extended heat, no extended dry weather. We've kind of factored in the planting delays in the Ohio Valley, and that area is now forecast to dry out. So that's a weighing on it.
We've also been watching South America and how that crop is looking at the moment.
Also, when we look in South America, the double crop corn is coming into harvest now. And it had a really good weather, a lot of unusual rain for the time of year, and that safrinha crop continues to get larger in every forecast. We'll see what the USDA indicates next Thursday. And from July on, the corn price in Brazil is now cheaper than the U.S. corn at the Gulf. So there's some concern about the current export pace and if we'll be able to maintain it.
And on the weekly export report last week, we saw corn at net sales of 942,000 metric tons, which was up 3% from the previous week. Soybeans, 194,000 metric tons, which was up 33% from the previous week. And on the wheat side, 444,000 metric tons. Again, that's Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities, giving us an update on grains. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.